Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Phillies baseball today at 1. Spring training action. We will carry the game live here on WIP at 1 o'clock. We also are about 2 weeks away from NFL free agency. We're going to have a lot of fun. Bird's Town Hall, two Mondays from now during that like the legal tampering period day. When most of the action, it does seem to happen in free agency. Now, before that, the NFL's got a couple other situations they got to deal with, which, of course, includes, it's not an Eagles situation directly, but the franchise tag. And that's to next Tuesday, March 9th, franchise tag deadline. The Dallas Cowboys are still in the midst of some kind of unbelievable, it seems like a two-year standoff with Dak Prescott on a long-term deal. They still haven't reached a deal. They've got 8 days to give him the franchise tag or not. If they don't, he becomes a free agent. And they probably will. But, John, there is this door number three, if you're the Cowboys, which is Russell Wilson and his desire to consider, I guess consider, is that the word, a trade? And the Dallas Cowboys is someone he's very, you know, interested in.
Oh.
Where do you stand on this, John, and your thoughts on this from an Eagles and Cowboys standpoint and how the division could shake up?
I'm blown away that everyone seems to be so dismissive of this idea. Now, yes, it seems crazy that the Seahawks would eventually trade Russell Wilson, but then think about the current landscape of the NFL. I mean, we just saw starting quarterbacks trade teams in Jared Goff and Matthew Stafford, and then right from under our own nose here, yep. It's happening. This is occurring. Deshaun Watson flat out says he's not playing for the Texans. This is, yes, it seems far-fetched, or it would have seemed far-fetched in a different time, but this is real. The fact that there is actually a list of teams that Russell Wilson has given the Seahawks that he would be willing to trade, you know, to play for, you know, waive the no trade clause thing. Like, that's serious.
Oh, it could have.
It's gotten to this point.
It could happen.
You've got John Schneider, who's a GM who, you know, he's not the kind of guy who just flat out refuses to deal. If someone on that list offers them something attractive enough, I believe this will get done. Now, I don't think the Saints can do it, because they have worse salary cap issues than we do. But the Bears, Raiders, and Cowboys, like, yes, I know that the rumors are, I think it was Jane Slater who said she talked to someone at the Cowboys about this and they find it laughable. Well, sure, you're going to say that publicly. Meanwhile, you better be on the horn behind the scenes and seeing if you can get something done. And the Cowboys have the 10th draft pick overall this year.
Yep.
They can include that in a package. So I don't think this is nothing. I think the fact that it's lingering is a bad sign for the Seahawks. I think it's preposterous on some levels that Russell Wilson expects to have, you know, say in front office decisions and coaching decisions and all that sort of thing. And that's you know, that's toeing a line I wouldn't toe if I were him, but I do think that ushers him out as well if he sticks to this stance. The Cowboys can basically the Cowboys know they are a place he wants to be. I'd be on the phone. And it is possible that Russell Wilson's playing for a division opponent of the Eagles. Think about that. Yeah. And it's possible he's going to be playing for a conference opponent. It feels like we play the Bears an awful lot, doesn't it? Like, this is bad news for the Eagles, and I think it's foolish for everyone to just sort of dismiss it and say, it's not a thing. Well, it is a thing.
It's a thing, yeah. I'm not really concerned because I tend to think it won't happen, but I know it could. I know it could.
I tend to think that starting quarterbacks don't move from team to team, and we've seen three of them move from team to team just this offseason.
Recently, yeah. Well, look, we'll throw out the Twitter poll question of the day to everyone, brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park. You can watch and wager on all pro sports and horse racing at the Casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, are you worried that the Cowboys will trade for Russell Wilson? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Are you worried the Cowboys will trade for Russell Wilson? We'll also, of course, take your phone calls on that at 215-592-9494. I'm pretty much not worried, John, because number one, I think it probably won't happen. And number two, I know that if it does happen, the Cowboys will have to give up a haul to get him. And they're going to have to be paying him a lot of millions for many years to get him. And so I kind of think it could jam the Cowboys up in two different ways, even if they do get him. Money that they'll pay him.
You have Russell Wilson
I understand.
As your quarterback.
Listen, the Eagles never beat him. As a matter of fact, I don't know if the Eagles have ever beaten him. I think the Eagles lost to him every time they played Russell Wilson. I mean, it seems that way. I'd be concerned if Russell Wilson is a Cowboy, but not that concerned because I do think they'd have to give up a lot. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Well, I mean, they would, John. I mean, this one have
okay.
to start at a
They'd
minimum.
They'd have to give up draft picks.
A minimum
of two first
rounders.
They always go and buy top-notch free agents every year. Somehow
He's
they're wheeling
player,
and dealing
man.
In ways that I wish that we'd wheel
but,
and
John,
deal.
They never win. The Cowboys never win anything.
Okay, and I think they would win if they had Russell Wilson as their quarterback.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Jim in Havertown. What's up, Jim?
Yo, guys, what's going on?
Hey, Jim.
John, how are you, cuz?
Good.
Peculiar, how you doing?
If you're talking to me, I'm doing fine.
You know I'm talking to you. Who else is there?
I tried to say it over the weekend, Jim, and I stumbled again. I always stumble.
You got to work on it, Joe. You get over it.
I just don't say
you
it well.
You got the time in.
Peculiar. That's pretty good, actually,
there you
right?
go.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
Not
bad. Yeah. All right, what do you got
John,
for us,
I
Jim?
I hope you know, because cuz comes from my town, in my opinion. I mean, I'm sure New York uses it a lot, too. Italians use cuz. It's a term of endearment. There's a host or two.
Oh, I understand. But Jim, I'm not an Italian. Everyone thinks I am. I'm not Italian.
I know. You've professed that before. But isn't there somewhere in your genealogy, dude, where the camera was Italian?
To the best of my knowledge, the answer is that is no.
Well, what's the name? What do you look your name up and find? What is your name from?
Spanish. Now I think I say Mexican a lot because we were in Mexico for about 3.5 centuries, but from Spain in the 1500s to Mexico in the Yucatan until around 1900, and then came to America around 1900. But it's
Spanish. There's a lot of Italian and what's the name? Spanish word that flow for sure.
The word for
what? A lot of Hispanic names end in a vowel.
Yeah, if you're mm-hmm. starting to give me Spanish, like I don't know, I can't talk Spanish.
Yeah.
Good one.
Hey, believe me, I can't talk too freaking much Italian either, very little.
Well, I'll tell you what, you and I can talk English. Let's do it. What do you got, Jim?
You sure? Yeah. Well, we're going to take it. Believe me, dude, I mumble too.
Yeah.
You know it. I'm going to go with, I could care less if they get Russell Wilson. He's got a new system off to learn. I'm not putting Russell Wilson down. He won 2 Super Bowls, if not for a bad coaching call. But, he still threw the ball, too. You can't give him no credit
That's
for that.
True. That's true.
Yeah. It was a terrible call, though. Well, John, you as a running back, my God. They don't throw a monster running back.
Jim, the only thing about that has been historically forgotten, it's a fact. I know what I'm talking about. Most people don't remember it, but it's true.
Uh-huh.
Seattle, in order to have 4 plays down there with how little time was left, they had to throw the ball on either second or third down, or they would only have had three plays because they did not have a full complement of timeouts. So yeah, they threw the ball in part because an incompletion would stop the time, and then they'd be able to run it and take a timeout after third down. That's why they knew they were either going to throw it on second or third down.
Yeah, but John, you just said it. Joe, you just said it yourself. They could have did it the opposite way. They could have. And then threw second.
That's correct. And that's what I think they should have done. I agree.
Yes. It's a no-brainer. Well, obviously, hindsight's a no-brainer. But it was a no-brainer to begin with when you got Lynch. When you got the number one, bang, bang.
I got you, man.
Freaking, yeah,
all right, Jim, do you want to see the baseball playoffs expanded to help the Phillies?
I do. I never had a problem with 16 teams going in the NBA and 16 teams going in the NHL. So, yeah, I don't care if you expand it. I'm a traditionalist, though. Let me get this out real quick with baseball, brother. You introduce your kids, John, I'm going to guess you'd have, and Jimmy, the first sport usually is baseball. And you play so many different games based on baseball. We used to play stickball. We used to play step ball. We used to play wall ball, half ball, box ball. So baseball, I'm a traditionalist, but I don't mind expanding it.
All right, Jim, give me a notable sound.
You took my train one, brother, so I'm going to go with the roar of a crowd when you score in sports.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff, man. The roar of the crowd. I like it. 215-592-9494. 11:30 today, we'll talk to Derek Bynum, some 76ers, with a clunker over the weekend. What the heck? We'll talk about that with Bynum at 11:30. Phone calls all show. Russell Wilson to Dallas. Could happen. Could happen. Does it concern you? And Phillies, 1 month from the start of the season, spring training action today in 2 hours here on WIP. And again, the baseball expansion of the playoffs, that also could happen, would help the Phillies, but I'm against it. We'll talk more about it on 94 WIP.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.